Well, I know I probably don't have to remind you about Tuesday. Right? Right? Valentine's Day, right? Okay. You know, I was reading an article about Valentine's Day, and I was somewhat amazed by this article. It said that this Valentine's Day, they expect to have people spend over $19.8 billion on Valentine's Day. Said the average person, according to the article, will spend $142. I'm sorry, Joyce. You always knew I was below average, okay? Pretty big deal. Pretty big deal, this celebration of Valentine's Day that we have in the nation. But today, I want to invite you to remember the greatest love note of all time. The greatest love note in all of history. A love note all the way from heaven to here on earth. The Word of God telling us of God's great love for us. Have you received that message? Have you received that love note from heaven? Jesus loves you. Do you love Him? Are you working on your relationship with Jesus? Relationships are hard, aren't they? Can I get an amen to that? Okay. Yeah. In today's scripture, we see that there are two powerful forces at work here on this earth, sin and grace. They're at work all the time. We see it every day. We struggle with it in our personal lives. It would be great if there wasn't any sin, right? Can I get an amen to that? Okay. The reality is that there really is sin, and relationships are hard. Because sin is something we don't like to think about. Sin is something that we don't even like to talk about. And sin is something that we don't like to live with. There is, in the world in which you and I live, and even sometimes in the church, there is a movement to eliminate sin. Okay? So let's not talk about sin. Let's just ignore it. Let's pretend that sin does not exist. The Word of God, though, the word of the love note from God, when received by faith into your heart, can cause great pain, particularly when we know about the sin that lies in our lives. Sometimes that pain is deep, and it hurts when we realize the sin that lives in our lives. Part of the challenge in this age is how we hold the Word of God and what we hold to that love note that God has given us. What do you believe the Word of God tells you about the sin that is in your life? If you hold loosely to the Word of God, or if you don't hold to the Word of God at all, then it's easy to forget sin. It's easy to move around it, to forget it, and to continue to live in a life of sin. But if we hold to the Word of God, it's not so easy. If we hold the Bible to be the inspired, authoritative guide for life, then it not only points out sin, but it also points to grace. And that's where I hope and I pray we'll stay today. It won't work if you try to go around the Word of God. Even if you think that you can work your way somehow into the grace of God, you have to go through the truth of God's love note to you. If we think we can, it's only foolishness to God. So let's pray and let's go to His Word. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you love us and that you are a love note from heaven of grace to us here this morning, that the chains that bind us can be broken, that the grace of Almighty God through you, Jesus, can come to our hearts, and Holy Spirit, you can confirm that in our lives here this morning. And so we come to your word, we come to the truth, the reality about sin, the reality about grace. And Lord, open our eyes, our hearts, our minds to your word for us today in this love note you have for us. And we pray it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Scripture is going to be up here on the screen. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to follow along. It's a short one. It's a love note. It's Romans chapter 5, and it's verse 20. God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. A love note from God to all of us this morning. The love note of God is that God's grace only becomes more abundant as we are broken. Ooh, boy, that's a tough one. And maybe that's why we try to go around sin a lot of times. Because we have to be broken in order for the grace to come in. Some people, when they first believe and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, think, I'm perfect. Okay? As we get older, we realize, wait a minute, I'm on a journey. I'm not perfect. I haven't arrived. I'm in process. There's an error in that thinking that I've arrived because, again, it is just the beginning of the journey of that relationship. There are some that would say, once you are saved, you have become perfect. I must say, I'm glad I'm not part of that family because it's really hard to live with perfect people. It really is. The understanding of Romans chapter 5, verse 20 is that a person that has believed and received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior is on a process of growing, is on a journey of growing in their relationship with God. And you know what? The reality is there's sin in our lives. And God's word helps reveal that sin in our lives. When we are broken in our hearts to that sin and we confess that sin to God, God's grace can grow in our life. God's grace can grow when we are downhearted because we have sinned. And where do we find out about that sin? We find out about that sin here in the Word of God. When you consider sin and how it is present in your life, it could be downright depressing if that's all you considered. But that's not the fullness of the love note of God. The reality is if we're honest with God and we know ourselves, we know there's sin. And that sin can be a strong temptation. Sin is present even in the life of the believer. Okay? I didn't say the heart, okay, because Jesus dwells there. But sin can be present in our lives. And it can be a temptation constantly to us. That's the way it is with sin. But today, this morning, I pray you will see that the love note from God is that grace is greater than the sin. Grace is greater than the sin. You see, even though sin is strong, grace is stronger. Can I get an amen? Amen. Sin is strong, but grace is stronger. Even though you are a sinner, you have the Holy Spirit to help you move towards Jesus because he has won your heart. Your desires may go astray. Your eyes might be tempted. Yet the main direction that you're going to go, if you listen to your heart, is in the direction of Jesus. So I know that we all struggle to a degree with some sin. Have patience with yourself. Guess what God does? That wasn't a question. God has patience with our sin. The Holy Spirit, if we are listening, will nudge. The Holy Spirit will pull. The Holy Spirit will direct us to grace. To grace. To forgiveness. Think about it this way. Sin can be present in our lives, not only in the concept of original sin, separation from God, but as our thoughts wander, or sometimes as our minds get led astray by the devil. You follow that sin, you sin, and maybe you feel like, I am hopeless, I can't break out of this. What do we do at that point? We just hang our head and just look at our belly button and say, well, this is the way it is. I'm a sinner, and there it's the way it ends. I only got half of the note from the love note of God. If we try to hide that sin, if we try to avoid it and thinking about it, if we try to ignore it, if you try to redefine it, boy, and that's major in our world. They're trying to redefine what sin is all the time and tell you that that's not a sin. That's not sin. Don't worry about it. You know, that's just foolish thinking that that's bad. What's God's word say? If we want that grace, if we want the fullness of the love note, we have to be honest with that sin that is in this world and in our lives and in this church. We have to be honest about it if grace is to be greater. What you must do is take it to Jesus. What you must do is take it to Him. You need to draw closer to Christ to know from the Word of God that you are in His grace when you confess your sin. To know that His blood shed on the cross is more than enough to cover any sin that is in your life. Even when others don't forgive you, Jesus will forgive you. Imagine, if you will, that we're on a beach this morning. And you've decided to go for a swim today, all right? Sunny, warm day, not a snowy one, okay? And you're out and you're swimming and somehow you get beyond the breakers, the waves coming to shore. And all of a sudden, while you're out there, you go, I think I need to get back to shore, but the waves are looking pretty big. In fact, they've grown. The waves are bigger than I anticipated they were going to be once I got out into this position. I don't think I can make it back. I don't think I can get through those waves because they're just going to drag me under and I'm going to drown. That's what sin feels like. We stay out beyond there. But now imagine God has sent a love note, a lifesaver. God has sent a lifesaver. There it is. It's headed to shore. It's like it's moving on its own. I'm going to watch it go. Do we do that with sin sometimes? Do we just say, well, here's God's note. Here's His love note. I'm just going to look at it. Or am I going to grab that lifesaver? And even though the waves tug and seek to pull me away from the lifesaver, I'm going to hang on to that lifesaver. Because I know that's the only way to the shore. I know that this lifesaver, this love note, is the only way to the grace of Almighty God. I'm going to hang on to it. I'm going to hang on to it no matter how much the sin may be, that turmoil around me and the waves pull at my legs. I'm going to hang on to the truth, the Word of God. See, the fact is, we can, when it comes to sin, we can try to swim to shore on our own, and we can be lost in the waves of sin, or we can hang on to the grace of Jesus, the grace of God, the ability to confess our sin and be forgiven, and that the fact is that grace is greater than the sin. The great truth seen in Romans chapter 5, verse 20, is not only the revelation of sin. That's only part of the note. That's only part of the understanding of God's love for us. The greater message of Romans 5:20 is the blessing of grace. It's more abundant. It's greater than the sin. It is our salvation. It is all our salvation, even the sin part and confessing it. That's part of our salvation. It's connected together. We have to confess that sin in order to receive that grace. It is a life-saving grace that we receive, that we hold on to, when we hold on to what Jesus did for us on the cross. Now, may I say, there are many people in heaven that lived on this earth with a great deal of sin around their lives. There's a man that hung on a cross next to Jesus. There was a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus that murdered a lot of people and threw a lot and tortured a lot of Christians that became Paul. There was a woman that was caught in the act of adultery and surrounded by a mob that was ready to kill her. I think I'll see her in heaven. Sin can take us low, but Jesus can lift us up out of that sin. Because Jesus casts sin down. Did you hear me? Jesus casts the sin down. Sin can take away your love for God, but bringing your brokenness to Him in honesty, Jesus will give you the greater love, the grace of God. Now, oftentimes, when we think about sin, we always want to blame it on Adam and Eve. Okay? Wasn't me. I didn't do it. It was them. Okay? Reality is we know our lives. We know we're sinners. And we know we need to confess that sin. Adam and Eve, when they sinned, God banished them from the garden. Where there in the garden, they had everything they needed, but they chose to follow sin. But for us, we have Jesus. Hallelujah, we have that truth right here in the Word of God. We have Jesus who more than restores us, who gives us grace more abundant than the sin that is in our lives. Don't rest in the sin. Turn to the grace. Receive the love note of God Almighty. Sin can separate you from God, but grace can bring you nearer than you ever imagined you were before. A couple last thoughts this morning. If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, be sure that you do more for the grace than you do for the sin. Be sure you do more for the grace than you do for the sin. I want to read from 1874, this isn't anything new, Charles Spurgeon wrote, and I quote, It is wonderful how much people will do for sin. What they will give, what they will spend, and what they will endure to gratify their passions and serve their cruel taskmaster, Satan. I should not like to guess what some men may waste on their lusts. I should not like to make calculation as to what some people spend in a year on what they call pleasures. Well, whatever the amount is, shall they give more? Shall they do more for their God than we give and do for ours? Shall they be more intense in their adoration of Satan than we are in our obedience to God? First John chapter 4, verse 4 reminds us, "But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world." Turn that just a little bit. The victory over sin has been won because Jesus living in you is greater than any sin that is in your life. May you remember God's love note to you this week. May we as a church never be ashamed to be broken before God. Never be ashamed to be broken before God, because that's where the grace begins. The grace that is greater than the sin. Let us be broken so that the sin can come cleansed by the love and the grace of the cross of Jesus. Jesus loves us. The Bible tells us so. Jesus loves us. His word tells us so. Let's pray. Lord God, there are things in our lives. You see them, we see them. And even though we know we're going to go to heaven, sometimes we get led astray, or we go astray. Let us help us to be honest, to be broken, to confess and know that your grace is greater. Your love is greater than anything we have done that is wrong, when we're willing to bring it to you. Confess it. Believe and receive your forgiveness. What a love note, Jesus, you have sent us. Lord, help us to cherish that love note in our lives. We pray in your name. Amen.